గణపతిగుం హవామహే కవిం కవీనాముపమశ్రవస్తమం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణా బ్రహ్మణస్పత ఊతిభిః సీద సాదనం శ్రీమహాగణాధిపతయే నమః సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం గామా విశ్యచ భూతాని ధారయామ్యహమోజసా ఉష్ణామి చౌషధీ సర్వాః సోమో భూత్వా రసాత్మకః. ఇన్ దిస్ వెర్స్ ది ఫస్ట్ హాఫ్ ఈజ్ వన్ సెంటెన్స్. ది ఫస్ట్ సెంటెన్స్ ఇట్ టెల్స్ అబౌట్ పృథివీ. గామ్ మీన్స్ పృథివీ, గో మీన్స్ పృథివీ, గో ఆల్సో మీన్స్ కౌ, గో ఆల్సో మీన్స్ ఎ బుల్. దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ది మీనింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్డ్ గో. సో ఫర్ ది గో సెకండ్ కేస్ ఈజ్ గామ్, ఎ కౌ ఆర్ పృథివీ. So the first half of the sentence is one topic. It is about the vibhuti, the glory of Ishvara as it expresses in one aspect of this creation, namely prithivi, the earth. That is the first half. Then the second half, pushnami chaushadhi sarvaha, really it clubs with the next verse, aham vaishvanaro bhutva, and makes one topic. So we will deal with these things in sequence. You see, dharma, the word is well known. Quite often, dharma is symbolically represented by the bull. Even in the Dakshinamurti form, you have a bull, which is dharma. You see, these are all symbolic representations, and all these are called images. Image, the word itself indicates that the thing is not real in itself. It is only an image. The real is something else. But though image is unreal, it is always connected to the real. Like you are standing before the mirror, and what you see in a mirror is not you, it is the image. But then the image is connected to you. That's why you are seeing it in the first place. So this is how it is an image. Like, say, Shiva. Shiva is the name to the nameless reality. Shiva means, it is not Mr. Shiva. So, Mr. Shiva means a gentleman. So, Ishvara cannot be a gentleman, you know. He is not a gentleman. Sitting somewhere or standing somewhere, whatever, dressed up and all that. Not like that. So, Ishvara is called Shiva. And even an image you have, Ishvara is called Shiva because Ishvara is all auspicious. Like for example, if you sit and contemplate upon the things of the world, so you get stressed out just by thinking. Whereas if you sit and say silently, inwardly silent, first you have to become inwardly silent and then say Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, the mind becomes quiet. And the system becomes light, the stress, the accumulated stress melts away, and then these are all immediate benefits. And then there is the devotion, it takes roots in your heart, it can take you to a long way. Therefore, any contemplation of the world makes us stressed and tense. Whereas, corresponding in the same time, if you replace the world with Shiva, with Ishvara, you become a light and you become quiet. and even cheerful if you have that devotion. That's why contemplation of Ishvara is so useful. That's why Ishvara is called Shiva, auspicious. And so that is the name given to Ishvara. It is not a name. Even if you want to call it a name, it is a significant name. That is how you have to call. The names that we have, they are not significant names. They are some names, fixed names. Like a Swami is called Ananda. But he may not be Ananda. He may be struggling in his heart. So Ishvara is called Ananda. He is not Mr. Ananda, like Mr. Swami Ananda. He is not like that. He is real, real Ananda. So that is the difference. Therefore, so the name is a significant name. Shiva. Okay. So you have an image of Shiva. You should not get too much worked up over the image aspect. First you should know that it is an image. Therefore Shiva. So is an image of the all auspicious Ishvara. And how do you find Shiva? So you find Shiva like this, right? Always you find him like that. And he doesn't move. He is also called Sthanuhu. That means he is asking you to sit without moving and meditate. That is the image. And in that image, there is a bull. In fact, it is said in the context of a story, it is said that Shiva's vehicle is a bull. So all these devatas have vehicles. And all these vehicles are either birds or animals. So it's a beautiful vision. So you should take the symbolism. They're all images. So, for example, Vishnu, if you say, Vishnu is not Mr. Vishnu. It is another significant name to Ishvara. Ishvara is one, another significant name. Veveshti iti Vishnu, all pervasive. Anyway, I am jumping from one to the other. So the bull, Vishnu has a vehicle called eagle. That eagle stands for Samaveda. Whereas the bull of Shiva stands for Dharma. That is the Dharma. I said all this because in this first half of the sentence, which is a topic in itself, a small topic, so both words are there. You have the word Gaum, the bull. And also you have the word Dharayami, which is Dharma. So, in the image of Shiva, bull is there in the image of Shiva. Like in the image of Dakshinamurti also you find bull. That bull stands for Dharma. You should not assume in a very literal way, he sits whenever he has to go here and there, he sits on the bull and goes here and there. You should not assume like that. That doesn't gel properly, you know. You have better vehicles and all that. So this bull holding on to the bull even now, so that is not the point. It is an image. Everything is an image. So that is the Dharma. So we have come to the word Dharma now. Now, where is this Dharma? This Dharma is in Prithivi. Gam avishyacha dharayami. And the Dharma is Ishvara also, aham, I am. He says aham dharayami. Aham means Ishvara. Because Sri Krishna is saying, so Ishvara is Dharma. What is Dharma? You see, Dharma is, in this context, it is not the right and wrong, or good and evil. It is not that, you know, Prithivi, what right, what wrong. So it is not right, wrong. Don't bring it to that level. It is there also the word Dharma is used. But here we are not talking of that. Dharma is the essential nature of an object or of a thing, which it never renounces. That is called Dharma. Like, heat is the Dharma of fire. That is the Dharma. Now you know. Therefore, if you have to see Ishvara in the fire, then you can see, because fire is a manifestation of Ishvara, because fire has that Dharma, heat. Therefore, wherever you have dharma, that is Ishvara. Therefore, Ishvara is the dharma called heat in fire. Then, apaha, water. Water has a dharma, that is quenching the thirst. This dharma of the water is called rasa. That is the rasa. Water's quality. You see, water, when you look at it as an object, it is a liquid. It has some certain surface tension, it has certain viscosity and certain acidity, it is neutral, its pH is 7. So like that you have so many qualities for it. But suppose you are thirsty, then what you do? To pick up a cup of water and drink it. What is it that you get out of that water? Rasa. That rasa quenches the thirst. So that is the dharma of water, rasaha. Then prithivi, there is a dharma in prithivi. That dharma I am, that is what he is saying. So I pervade prithivi, gam avishya, I pervade prithivi, and I express myself as a dharma in prithivi. What is the dharma of prithivi? Dharayami bhutani. So, prithivi till now, till this point, we have come a long way in research of cosmology and all that. NASA has initiated a project of discovering extraterrestrial life. It's a multi-billion dollar project and it is still going on. A few telescopes are always searching for life elsewhere, and when they send a module into the space to Mars or beyond Mars into the beyond solar system, the module goes on and on, it will be going on and on. And in that module they have a plate inscribed with a message from mankind. It cannot be a message from America anymore because it crosses it crosses the planetary system itself and goes beyond the planetary system. It is still going. So, therefore they have a message. This is the message from human beings to life elsewhere. Like that they have an inscribed plate in multiple languages. The idea is when somebody discovers that plate, extraterrestrial life, they will see some scribbling. And so they will assume that it is some kind of a script and they will try to understand its, what is this script, like we have done in Egypt, etc., the Rosetta Stone and all that. So hieroglyphics are, you know how we discovered the language. So some such thing they will do and they will come to know that there is life elsewhere on earth. So they are very optimistic, I tell you. They are almost sure that there is life there. And now they say, they have a photograph of a small patch of Mars surface, a small patch that Curiosity rover has photographed. And then in New York Times first page you can see it. By the side of that photograph, he gives the photograph of a river bed on Earth. You cannot show the difference between the two. It can be a small patch of earth itself, what the patch of Mars, it just resembles a small patch of earth. And what kind of patch of earth? Where there was a river bed, dried river bed. So that means, at least for appearances, there must have been a river of water on the Mars surface sometime back. So that means there should have been life. This is how they are proceeding. Anyway, there is life. As of now, there is life only on earth. As of now. They have had to find life elsewhere. But they did not give up. In fact, they are so encouraged by recent findings of Mars that they are doubling their efforts to locate life elsewhere. Why I am saying all these things? I don't know. Sometimes I digress like that. Or probably there is a point also. The point is, as of now, there is life on earth only. As of now, there is life. And that is what we are talking here. భూతాని ధారయామి. సో ఐ సస్టైన్ లైఫ్ ఆన్ ఎర్త్ బై పెర్వేడింగ్ ఎర్త్ యాజ్ ఇట్స్ ధర్మ. దట్ ఈస్ ది ధర్మ, ధర్మ ఆఫ్ ఎర్త్. వాట్ ఈస్ ది ధర్మ ఆఫ్ ఎర్త్? టు సస్టైన్ లైఫ్ ఆన్ ఇట్స్ సర్ఫేస్. దట్ ఈస్ ది ధర్మ ఆఫ్ ఎర్త్. యు సీ, కాస్మాలజిస్ట్ మేడ్ క్యాల్కులేషన్స్. దేర్ ఆర్ సర్టన్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ అబ్జర్వేషన్స్. లైక్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, మూన్ గోస్ రౌండ్ ది ఎర్త్ అండ్ ఎర్త్ గోస్ రౌండ్ ది సన్. బట్ మూన్ వైల్ గోయింగ్ రౌండ్ ది ఎర్త్ హీ డజంట్ టర్న్ అరౌండ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఆర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. సో మూన్ రిమైన్స్ ఫిక్స్డ్ ఈవెన్ వైల్ గోయింగ్ అరౌండ్ ది ఎర్త్. దట్స్ వై వన్ హాఫ్ ఆఫ్ ది మూన్ ఈజ్ పెర్మనెంట్లీ షీల్డెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ అస్. వీ కెనాట్ సీ ది అదర్ హాఫ్ ఆఫ్ ది మూన్ ఎట్ ఎనీ టైమ్ ఫ్రమ్ హియర్ బికాస్ మూన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ రొటేటింగ్ లైక్ దట్. ఇఫ్ యూ రొటేట్స్ లైక్ దాట్ దెన్ యూ కెన్ సీ ఎవ్రీ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది మూన్ గ్రాడ్యువల్లీ. బట్ నౌ యూ కెనాట్ డూ దాట్ బికాస్ మూన్ డజంట్ రొటేట్ అరౌండ్ ఇట్స్ సెల్ఫ్. బట్ కమ్ టు ఎర్త్, ఎర్త్ రొటేట్స్ అరౌండ్ ఇట్స్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈవెన్ వైల్ గోయింగ్ రౌండ్ ది ఎర్త్ సన్. ఇట్ రొటేట్స్ అరౌండ్ ఇట్స్ సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ దెన్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ స్పీడ్ ఆఫ్ రొటేషన్ అరౌండ్ ఇట్స్ సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ దెన్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ పర్టికులర్ యాంగులర్ మొమెంటమ్ ఇన్ గోయింగ్ అరౌండ్ ద సన్ అండ్ దెన్ యాజ్ ఇట్ రొటేట్స్ అరౌండ్ ఇట్స్ సెల్ఫ్ గైరేటింగ్ మోషన్. సో ఇన్ డూయింగ్ సో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎ వెర్టికల్ యాక్సిస్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ స్లాంటెడ్ యాక్సిస్. The axis is some 18 degrees or so, it has a slant. So it will be obliquely rotating around itself and at the same time going around the sun. The cosmologists made calculations, very interesting calculations. Suppose this angle of the earth, the vertical, the axis around which it is rotating around itself, that angle of rotation, which is 18 degrees to the vertical, suppose it shifts 1 degree this side, becomes 17 degrees to the vertical, or 1 degree that side, becomes 19 degrees to the vertical, then there will be no life on earth. That is the calculation. Suppose the earth's rotation around itself, that momentum, angular momentum, it reduces a little or increases a little, there will be no life on earth. And the earth going around the sun, the speed changes, there will be no life on earth. If the earth goes a little nearer to the sun, all life will be extinguished on earth because of heat. Like Venus, which is always at 270 degrees, something like that. And so all life will die. Suppose it goes one step away from, a little distance away from the sun, all life will die. Like Mars. I'm not sure. You check these details. Therefore, the Earth should remain at the same distance from the... I mean in the same orbit. The orbit should not change. Its angular momentum in the orbit doesn't change. Its rotation around itself, the speed doesn't change. The axis orientation doesn't change. Anything doesn't change. If there is a small change, then there will be no life on Earth. So, what is the glory of this earth? It retains its dharma. What doesn't change is dharma. Like heat of the fire is dharma for fire. Suppose fire is one day hot and another day not so hot. And a third day it is cold. Then you don't say heat is the dharma of fire. Fire is always hot. Always. That's why heat is the dharma of the fire. Rasa is the dharma of the waters. Similarly, dharma of Prithivi is sustaining life. That is what Prithivi is. And that is what Sri Krishna is saying. I pervade this earth as its dharma by which the earth remains what it is, means a hospitable planet for life to survive and life to grow, and so a livable planet. So సో దట్ ఈస్ ది ధర్మ ఆఫ్ ది పృథివీ. అండ్ ఐ ఆమ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఇన్ ది పృథివీ యాజ్ దట్ ధర్మ, అండ్ దేర్ బై ఐఆమ్ సస్టైనింగ్ లైఫ్ ఆన్ ద సర్ఫేస్ ఆఫ్ ది పృథివీ. పృథివీ మీన్స్ లైఫ్, దట్ ఈస్ ది గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ది పృథివీ. పృథివీ మీన్స్ లైఫ్. ఆన్ ది సర్ఫేస్ ఆఫ్ పృథివీ దెర్ ఈస్ లైఫ్, వీఆర్ ఆల్ దేర్. అండ్ బిలో ది క్రస్ట్ దెర్ ఈస్ లైఫ్, అండ్ ఇన్ ది అట్మాస్ఫియర్ అరౌండ్ పృథివీ దెర్ ఈస్ లైఫ్. వన్స్ యూ క్రాస్ ది అట్మాస్ఫియర్ దట్ ఈస్ ది ఎండ్, యూ విల్ నాట్ ఫైండ్ ఎనీ లైఫ్ ఫర్దర్ యాజ్ ఆఫ్ నౌ. ది అట్మాస్ఫియర్ సమ్ డిస్టెన్స్ విల్ బి దేర్ ఫ్రమ్ ది సర్ఫేస్, అప్ టు దట్ లైఫ్ విల్ బి దేర్. బియాండ్ దట్ యూ వోంట్ ఫైండ్ ఎనీ, ఆల్ వైరసెస్ ఆల్ బ్యాక్టీరియా ఎట్సెట్రా ఆర్ ఇన్ ది అట్మాస్ఫియర్ ఓన్లీ. దే డోంట్ గో బియాండ్ దట్ బికాస్ దే వోంట్ సర్వైవ్. లైఫ్ ఈజ్ పృథివీ, దట్స్ వై పృథివీ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ ప్రెజెంటెడ్ ఇన్ ఎన్ ఇమేజ్ యాజ్ ది మదర్. మాతా పృథివీ పుత్రోహం పృథివ్యా, దట్ ఈస్ ది ఇమేజ్. సో ఆల్ దీస్ ఇమేజెస్ ఫస్ట్ యూ వీ షుడ్ నో దట్ దే ఆర్ ఇమేజెస్, అండ్ దెన్ వన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎన్ ఇమేజ్ దేర్ ఈజ్ ఎ స్టోరీ బిహైండ్ దట్ ఇమేజ్, బికాస్ ది ఇమేజ్ ఆల్వేస్ పాయింట్స్ అవుట్ టు సంథింగ్. సో దట్ ఈస్ పృథివీ. యు సీ దేర్ వాజ్ ఎ టెంపుల్, లార్డ్ విష్ణు ఈజ్ స్టాండింగ్ ఇన్ ది మిడిల్, ఆన్ వన్ సైడ్ ఈజ్ లక్ష్మి అండ్ ది అదర్ సైడ్ ఈజ్ భూదేవి. ఓకే, నౌ ది విజిటర్ ఈజ్ ఎన్ అమెరికన్ ఫర్ అన్ అమెరికన్ ది విజిటింగ్ ది టెంపుల్ ఈజ్ విజిటింగ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎన్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్, దే వాంట్ టు నో, ఇట్స్ సమ్ క్యూరియాసిటీ టు నో వాట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్. సో ఏ గ్రూప్ ఆఫ్ అమెరికన్స్ దే విజిటెడ్, దే ఆస్క్డ్ హూ ఈస్ దాట్, దట్ ఈస్ ది గాడ్ ద మిడిల్ వన్, హూ ఈస్ బై ది సైడ్ దిస్ సైడ్ దట్ సైడ్, దే ఆర్ హిజ్ వైవ్స్. హౌ మెనీ? టూ వైవ్స్. దిస్ ఈజ్ సంథింగ్ ఎన్ అమెరికన్ మైండ్ కెనాట్ అప్రిషియేట్, బికాస్ దే కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ హీ హ్యాస్ ఆల్రెడీ డివోర్స్డ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్, దెన్ హీ దే ఆర్ ఫైన్ విత్ ఇట్, అదర్వైజ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఇల్లీగల్. ది వర్డ్ ఇల్లీగల్ ఈవెన్ డజంట్ స్టర్ ఎనీబడి ఇన్ ఇండియా. యూ కమ్ టు ఇండియా అండ్ సే ఇల్లీగల్, ఓ ఇజ్ ఇట్ సో, గో యువర్ వే, లెట్ మీ గో మై వే, నో బడి ఈజ్ బాదర్డ్. ది లీగల్ ఇల్లీగల్ థింగ్ డజంట్ డిస్టర్బ్ అస్, బికాస్ వీ డు నాట్ కేర్ ఫర్ లీగల్ లా. లా డజంట్ హ్యావ్ మచ్ వాల్యూ ఫర్ అస్, వీఆర్ ఆల్ డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ ఈశ్వర, నాట్ వీ డోంట్ కేర్ ఫర్ ది లా. వెరస్ ఇన్ అమెరికా ఈశ్వర ఆర్ నో ఈశ్వర బట్ లా, ఇట్ ఈజ్ లా ఇల్లీగల్. ఇల్లీగల్ మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ డేంజరస్. సో దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఇట్ వర్క్స్. ద మైండ్ ఈజ్ ట్రైన్డ్ లైక్ దాట్. అండ్ నౌ యూ సే హీ హ్యాస్ టూ వైవ్స్ మీన్స్ హ్యావింగ్ టూ వైవ్స్ ఎట్ ది సేమ్ టైమ్. యూ వన్ కెన్ హ్యావ్ టూ వైవ్స్ ఎట్ డిఫరెంట్ టైమ్స్ బట్ నాట్ ఎట్ ది సేమ్ టైమ్, ఎ బిట్ డిస్టర్బ్డ్. దెన్ ఎ క్వశ్చన్, వై టూ వైవ్స్? దెన్ వన్ ఇన్ వైకుంఠ అండ్ వన్ వెన్ హీ కమ్స్ టు ది ఎర్త్. నౌ హౌ ఇస్ దిస్? దేర్ కెనాట్ బి ఎ వర్స్ డిస్టార్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఎన్ ఇమేజ్. అండ్ దే వర్ ఆల్ ఎంబరాస్డ్, మై గాడ్, వాట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ లైక్ దట్. ఐ వాజ్ ఎ విట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సీన్. దే వర్ ఆల్ ఎంబరాస్డ్. దే వోంట్ సే ఎనీథింగ్ బికాస్ some religious sentiment, you know, you don't want to disturb the religious sentiment. So I am saying we have to know that the image, it is an image. So Bhudevi standing by the side of Vishnu is not that he is married to her and so when he comes here he is his, she is his wife, and when he goes there another lady is his wife. Don't bring it to that level, doesn't sound nice. At least to me it did not sound nice. Unless you get so accustomed to it, so habituated to that, that you don't question it anymore. It doesn't disturb you anymore. It doesn't even embarrass you because you get thoroughly accustomed to that. That is how habits form. Anyway, so it's an image. So when you have in a temple Bhudevi standing by the side of Vishnu, it means this. So it's not that there is a lady and there is a gentleman marrying her. It's not like that. It's an image. This is the image. So Ishvara pervades the earth as the dharma of the earth. He not only pervades earth, he pervades fire also, he pervades water also. All that was discussed earlier. Here we are looking at the earth. So he pervades the earth as its dharma. What is the dharma of the earth? Dharatiti dharmaha. Dharatiti dharmaha, dharayati iti dharmaha. Both and one and the same. Dharayami. So bhutani ojasa dharayami. Ojas is a power. Ojas means power. So I pervade the earth. I am the power of this creation. And I pervade the earth. In fact, it is the power. We discussed about it a little in the earlier class. It is the same power that makes the fire burn, that makes the water flow, the same power that makes the seeds sprout and the trees grow, the same power which makes the heart beat, etc. That is the same power. And so that power, the same power which pervades or permeates the earth, and makes it livable planet by fixing it in certain parameters in the solar system, it goes around itself. If it stops rotating around itself, one half of the earth will become desert, like Sahara desert, and the other half of the earth will freeze like North Pole and South Pole, and there will be no life either way. If it stops rotating, as it is rotating, the seasons happen and life thrives. So like that, in every aspect it is dharma, all characteristics of the earth which make it a livable planet, that is the dharma of the earth. And I am the power that pervades the earth as that dharma, making life possible on earth. So this is what is we call Antaryami, that is the word, Antaryami. Gam Avishya means I permeate the earth and I abide in the earth, in and through the earth, and make the earth what it is. It is like that. Make the earth what it is. So, like gold is a metal. So, the metal is, metal means it's a dharma, it's a characteristic, metal. So, it is a chemical character, metal. Means it conducts electricity. Everything doesn't conduct electricity, only metal can conduct electricity. And then it conducts heat much better than many other objects. Very special quality of the metal. And there are some more. In fact, even between the atoms, the bond is different. The atoms of carbon, the bond between them is something else. Whereas in a metal, between the atoms, like gold, between the two gold atoms side by side, whatever bond is there, that is different. It is so different, it is called metallic bond. What is the metallic bond? It is that bond between atoms which makes the conglomerate of all these atoms, the macro metallic. What else can you say? So there is a something in it. We know what is that something. It is called metallic bond, because of which the blessed thing is a metal. So that is the dharma. And this metalness is a dharma. This dharma called metal, you have it in gold, in silver, in copper, etc. But when it comes to silicon, it is not there. It is there, but it is not there. It's a semi-metal. ఇది పార్ట్లీ మెటల్ అండ్ పార్ట్లీ నాన్ మెటల్. దెర్ ఈజ్ అనదర్ థింగ్ కాల్డ్ నాన్ మెటల్, కార్బన్ ఈజ్ అ నాన్ మెటల్. సో లైక్ దట్ దేర్ ఆర్ నాన్ మెటల్స్, వెరస్ సిలికాన్ ఈజ్ ఏ పార్ట్లీ మెటల్ అండ్ పార్ట్లీ నాన్ మెటల్. సిమిలర్లీ సో మెనీ అదర్, గ్యాలియం, ఇండియం, నాట్ ఇండియం, ఇండియం ఈజ్ అ మెటల్. సో లైక్ దట్ సమ్ మెటల్ అండ్ సమ్ నాన్ మెటల్ అండ్ దెన్ నాన్ మెటల్. సో దెన్ వేర్ ఈజ్ దిస్ మెటల్ ఇన్ గోల్డ్? వేర్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ది గోల్డ్? వేర్ ఇన్ ది ఎంటైర్ గోల్డ్ pervades and permeates the entire gold and makes it what it is. This is what is called antaryami, the word antaryami. So if you drink water, the thirst is quenched and therefore there is rasa in water. Where? It is there in the entire water, and that is what makes the water water. That is the antaryami. This word antaryami is very unique to Upanishadic vision, because in a religious mind, it always tries to divide. Mind is like that. Mind divides. That is what mind is. Ekaschandra sadvitiyavat, Shankara says. There is one moon. But when you look at it in a particular angle and with a particular conditioning, it looks like two moons. So, some distortion of light. Mind is like that. There is one thing it looks at as many. That is what mind is. It always divides and opposes also. The mind is mind. So, even a religious mind doesn't give up this character of dividing. Because it is still mind, though it is religious, still it is mind. And therefore, a religious mind, invariably, all over the world, everywhere in the world, not only in a given time, in all times of human history, the religious mind always divides the individual, the person, the jagat, and the God. Always divides. Three distinct, different entities. This is how a religious mind works. And therefore, the religious mind always keeps God away, somewhere above. That is how the religious mind is. So sometimes I wonder whether religion brings God near to us or takes God away from us. That is how the religion is. It has its own relevance. Maybe that is how a child learns. That must be the way a child must have learned. I have learned like that in my childhood. Therefore, that must be the way everywhere else. I think so. But you should not get caught in the literality of the religion all life. You should move forward into the spirituality, from literality to spirituality, and from religiosity to philosophy, you should move forward. In moving forward, now this Ishvara, who is taken as a Bahiryami, means he is outside the cosmos, yet controlling the cosmos, imposing his will upon the cosmos, imposing his laws upon this cosmos, remaining outside the cosmos, extra cosmic God. That is called Bahiryami, an extra cosmic God, controlling this universe by a remote mechanism, imposing his will in the form of the laws. And so that kind of a God is very alien to philosophical thinking. In the Upanishadic wisdom, the God is never looked upon like that. In the Upanishadic vision, God is not Bahiryami, he is Antaryami. We have the world famous because in the all over the world they study literature, Upanishads, etc., and they pick up the points which make it unique, that literature. So it is that way, that is how it is world famous. This is called Antaryami Brahmanam. Brahmanam means a section. It is not about caste and all that. It's a section in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And so, it is called Antaryami Brahmanam. It says, పృథివ్యామంతస్తిష్టన్ పృథివీం యమయతి అంతః యమయతి. తిష్టన్ మీన్స్ స్టేయింగ్ పుట్ ఫార్మ్లీ, నాట్ మూవింగ్ అట్ ఆల్, జస్ట్ స్టేస్ పుట్. దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ తిష్టన్. స్థాగ్యతి నివృత్తౌ ఇన్ స్థా, ఇట్ మీన్స్ నో మూమెంట్, నో మూవింగ్ అవే, ఇట్ జస్ట్ స్టేస్. సో తిష్టన్ వేర్ పృథివ్యాం అంతస్తిష్టన్. సో ఈశ్వర హీ అబైడ్స్ ఇన్ ది పృథివీ, ఇన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, విత్ ఇన్ ది పృథివీ. అండ్ దెన్ డస్ వాట్? పృథివీం యమయతి, కంట్రోల్స్ ఆర్ కమాండ్స్ ద పృథివీ. దట్ ఈస్ ది ధర్మ, దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ. సో దట్ ధర్మ దట్ యూ కెన్ సీ ఇన్ పృథివీ ఈజ్ మై సెల్ఫ్. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ హీ సేస్. సో గామావిశ్య చ భూతాని ధారయామ్యహమోజస. సో ఇట్ ఈజ్ వెన్ భగవాన్ ఈజ్ అంతర్యామీ ఆఫ్ ది పృథివీ, దెన్ సో దెన్ దెర్ ఈస్ ది ఇన్నర్ అండ్ దెర్ ఈస్ ది ఔటర్. ఇన్నర్ ఈస్ ది ధర్మ విచ్ ఈస్ ఈశ్వర, అండ్ ఔటర్ ఈస్ ది ఫిజికల్ షేప్ ఆఫ్ ది పృథివీ. దట్స్ వై ది అంతర్యామి బ్రాహ్మణ ఫర్దర్ సేస్ పృథివీ యస్య శరీరం. సో ద ఫిజికల్ షేప్ ఈజ్ లైక్ ద బాడీ ఫర్ ది శివ, ఫర్ ది ఈశ్వర. అండ్ ది ఇన్నర్ ధర్మ ఆఫ్ ది పృథివీ ఈజ్ ఈశ్వర. ఇన్ఫ్యాక్ట్ శృతి సేస్ ది సేమ్ థింగ్ టు ది ఇండివిజువల్ ఆల్సో. యు ఆర్ ఇన్ ది బాడీ, యు ఆర్ నాట్ ది బాడీ, ఫస్ట్ స్టెప్. యు ఆర్ ఇన్ ది బాడీ, దేహీ, దేహ వెర్సెస్ దేహీ. సో యు ఆర్ నాట్ ది దేహ. దేహ ఈజ్ అన్ ఔటర్ క్లోక్ ఆర్ ఎ కవర్ ఫర్ యూ, కాళ్ళు ఉపాధి. అండ్ యు ఆర్ ది దేహి, వన్ హూ ఇన్హాబిట్స్ ది దేహ. అండ్ సో దిస్ దేహి ఈజ్ కా ఈజ్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ, బికాస్ ది దేహి నోస్ ది దేహ. ద క్షేత్రి నోస్ ది క్షేత్ర. దట్స్ వై ద ఇన్ ది 13th అధ్యాయ ద ఇండివిజువల్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ అండ్ ఆల్సో క్షేత్రి. బోత్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ యూస్డ్, బోత్ ఆర్ వన్ అండ్ ది సేమ్. తథా క్షేత్రం క్షేత్రి ప్రకాశయతి, లైక్ దట్. సో ది క్షేత్రి నోస్ ది క్షేత్ర, ఇల్యూమినేట్స్ ది క్షేత్ర. సో క్షేత్ర వెర్సస్ క్షేత్రి, దిస్ డిస్టింక్షన్ ఈస్ ది నాలెడ్జ్. క్షేత్ర క్షేత్రజ్ఞయో జ్ఞానం యత్త జ్ఞానం మతం మమ. సో దట్ క్షేత్రజ్ఞ హూ ఈజ్ డిస్టింక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది క్షేత్ర, సో హీ ఈజ్ నాట్ an individual or a person as you imagine, separate from another person, other persons separate from the earth, a jagat. If you say person, it is an isolated ego in a separate body. That is what a person is. Body is separate, ego is also separate, but you are not an isolated ego in a separate body. You are not different from the jagat, you are not different from Ishvara. యు ఆర్ వన్ విత్ ఆల్, యు ఆర్ మీ. క్షేత్రజ్ఞం చాపి మాం విద్ధి సర్వక్షేత్రేషు భారత. దేర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ది అంతర్యామీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బాడీ, దిస్ క్షేత్ర ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఈశ్వర. బట్ బిఫోర్ దాట్, బిఫోర్ కమింగ్ టు దాట్, ది అంతర్యామీ ఆఫ్ ది పంచభూతాస్ యు లుక్ ఎట్ ఎస్ ఎ డివోటీ, బిగిన్ విత్ పృథివీ. The antaryami of the prithivi, as we have seen, is Ishvara. Is Ishvara. So, you convert the whole vision into Puranic vision. It is called, there is a vision, two kinds of vision. Darshanika drishti versus Purana drishti. This is how a vision is presented as an image. Like, Shiva means a vision, but presented as an image. That is what Purana does. Dharma is a vision, but Purana gives an image to that vision. That is a bull, that is the image. So Purana drishti means a drishti, a vision where all images are there. Darshanika drishti is the drishti, the vision where the significance of the images will be there. Suppose you have Purana Drishti, don't have Darshanika Drishti. then you are stuck with some stories, and it is what is called literality. You are stuck with a thing called literality, and so you are stuck at the level of religion, because religion is literality. Anyway, so now I will give you a Purana Drishti. Bhagavan is sitting inside the Prithivi. If you give this vision to an artist, he will put a nice figure also. And once you have a figure by an artist, then somebody will want to construct a temple around like that. So it goes like that. That is another movement. So movement means motion. Human mind's movement. Anyway, so this is like this. There is Prithivi. And inside the Prithivi, there is Ishvara standing, Tishthan. Tishthan need not be standing, but he could be sitting also, but Tishthan standing. And all the weight of all these people he is carrying on his head. So that way people want to look at this verse. So you can look at, that is the image. You see, once Hanuman, Arjuna happened to meet Hanuman. You see, this kind of a meeting is a bit problem, because Hanuman belongs to Ramayana, Treta Yuga, and Arjuna belongs to Dwapara, which is much later. But still Hanuman is supposed to be Chiranjeevi, therefore you can give an exception in the case of Hanuman. You cannot say Arjuna met Sugriva, but you can say Arjuna met Hanuman. And then, so some discussion happened. So, hello Arjuna, how are you? Hanuman, how are you? So, in that discussion, Arjuna was asking a question. Hey, Hanuman, it seems that you people struggled a lot to build a bridge across the ocean. Yeah, we struggled, but we managed. But then if I were there, I would have built a bridge readily for you with my arrows. Arjuna is like that, you know, all arrows, and he can build anything with his arrows. Then Hanuman said, yeah, I appreciate you are a great archer, no doubt about it, but still, that bridge that you could build with arrows cannot sustain all these vanaras, because these vanaras are not, you are all like pygmies in Dwapara, whereas vanaras are very big guys. So, each vanara is compared with a big elephant. Like that they are compared. Like elephants they are, not some pygmies. And Arjuna, you are all small people, whereas our vanaras are very big people. Therefore this bridge cannot sustain them. They needed real solid construction. Then Arjuna felt offended. What are you talking? Let me test it now itself. You are there, you are a vanara. And so there was a small creek by the side, and so Arjuna built a bridge across the creek with his arrows. Tuck, 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 like that he released the arrows and made a bridge. Then asked Hanuman, come on, you walk across. Then Hanuman put his foot on the bridge and it collapsed. Then Arjuna felt very sad. Hanuman was trying to encourage him. Then Hanuman, he did not want Arjuna to feel so unhappy. So he said, maybe first attempt could have failed, but maybe second attempt may not be that bad. You try. But this time you do like this. You pray to your God, your beloved, who is Sri Krishna. Something like Hanuman's prayer is to Rama and Arjuna's prayer is to Sri Krishna, like that. That is how the stories go. And so you pray to your beloved Sri Krishna and try to give a second attempt. Then Arjuna made another bridge, this time after all prayer and all that. Now Hanuman put his step on it. It survived. It did not fall. And then Hanuman carefully walked across. It stayed put. And then he walked quickly back and forth. It remained intact. And then he ran across. Still it remained intact. Oh Arjuna, kudos to you. So you got all fine. Then, chalo, we'll have Sri Krishna's darshan. And so Arjuna and Hanuman, they came to Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna was having an upper cloth like this. and they paid their salutations and all that. Then they found suddenly, when Shri Krishna was getting up, the cloth fell, and on the back of Shri Krishna there were marks. Then Arjuna, out of his curiosity, asked, what are those marks? Shri Krishna did not answer, he went away. Then Hanuman told, Shri Krishna was standing before that bridge that you constructed, and when I walked across, he was carrying that bridge on his shoulders. That is how he got those marks. This is characteristic Purana story, right? You must have heard many such stories. But this story's significance is that almost like that, he is carrying the burden of all the life on earth, something like that. This is how the Purana vision will be. Anyway, that is enough. Now we come to the second half. In the second half of the verse, so Somaha, that is the second half, I am the Soma. And then we go to the next verse, so Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Dehamashritaha, that is the next verse, that is the Agni, Soma and Agni. You see, this comes from the Upanishads, Chandogya Upanishad. This is Soma and Agni. The entire universe is looked upon as two things, Agni and Soma. That is the vision. Shankara presents it in the Bhashya here. So, there is a Veda mantra which says, Agni Shomatmakam Jagat. The universe has only two things, Agni and the Soma. This is a vision. You see, in Vedanta, we have multiple ways of looking at the truth. Because the truth is one. Truth is not multiple. There are multiple ways of looking at it as part of study and contemplation. But the truth is one. In fact, by its very definition of the truth, truth cannot be many, by its very definition. So when all the divisions are resolved in our understanding, what finally remains is the truth. And therefore, it cannot be two, or it cannot be many. Suppose you arrive at five, then you have to continue your inquiry. Then you finally arrive at two, then you have to continue your inquiry, and then the truth becomes one. The part of this contemplation is to understand how the one without the second, appears as two. How, once you understand two, then multiplicity is not a problem. Because once one and one becomes two, then by Peano's axiom, a mathematical axiom, three is not a problem. Two is a problem. Discovery of two, in mathematics, discovery of two is a problem. Like this is one, this is one, this is one, everything is one, 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 one. But it is the human mind, it discovers two. Like you have this and this. Now the situation is not proper for discovering two. Because this is one. And this is one. They don't add up. But these two likely to add up. One and one, they add up. Two. Anyway, this must be the process by which the number two is discovered by human mind. So, there is a discovery of syllables, you know, numbers. This is how the mathematics discoveries happened in the initial stages. The discovery of zero is credited to India. They have discovered zero, India. Because zero, where is zero? You look around. Where is zero? One, one, one. Or 1 plus 1, 2, 2 plus 1, 3, that is Peano's axiom. But where is zero? Zero is discovered in India. Like that they credit. Anyway, the point is, truth is one. And if you can figure out how did it become two, what is the dynamics of seeing one as a two, then the mechanism by which one appears as many is not a problem. The two is the problem. That's why we have the language also, Advaita and Advaita. It is the two
టూ ఇస్ రియల్ మీన్స్ ది వెరైటీ ఇస్ రియల్. టూ ఇస్ అన్రియల్ అద్వైత. టూ ఇస్ నాట్ ద ట్రూత్, దట్ ఈస్ అద్వైత. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇన్ ది వేదాంత దేర్ ఈజ్ ఎ విషన్. ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు కాల్ ఇట్ ఎ మోడల్ యు ఆర్ వెల్కమ్ టు సే ఇట్ ఎ మోడల్, బట్ వీ సే ఇట్ యాజ్ ఎ దృష్టి విషన్. అండ్ సో ద విషన్ ఈజ్ హౌ ద వన్ బికేమ్ టూ, దట్ ఈస్ ది విషన్. అండ్ ఇన్ వన్ వే ఈజ్ దిస్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ కార్యకారణ ప్రక్రియ. టేక్ ది వన్ అండ్ ఫిట్ దిస్ వన్ ఇన్ టు ది ఫ్లో ఆఫ్ టైమ్, దెన్ ద వన్ ఈజ్ నౌ స్ప్లిట్ ఇన్ టు టూ, కారణ అండ్ కార్య. దిస్ ఇస్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ కజాలిటీ. సో ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ యూ హ్యావ్ ద సీడ్ ది దిస్ వీట్ గ్రెయిన్స్, నాట్ సీడ్, వీట్. యూ హ్యావ్ వీట్ రా వీట్ విచ్ ఇస్ గ్రెయిన్స్ అండ్ దెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ ది పౌడర్. బిట్వీన్ ది టూ ఎసెన్షియల్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ వన్. జస్ట్ బికాస్ యూ మేక్ ఇట్ పౌడర్ ఇట్ డజన్ బికమ్ అనదర్. ఎసెన్షియల్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ వన్ బట్ ద వన్ హ్యాస్ నౌ బికమ్ టూ. ఇట్ ఈస్ ద గ్రెయిన్ వీట్ గ్రెయిన్స్ అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ ది ఆటా ద ఫ్లవర్. సో వన్ బికమ్ టూ నౌ. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ది ఎలిమెంట్ దట్ మేక్స్ వన్ సీన్ యాజ్ టూ? టైమ్, ద టైమ్ ఎలిమెంట్. దిస్ ఈస్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ కజాలిటీ. సో ద టైమ్ ది గ్రెయిన్స్ ఆర్ ఎర్లియర్ అండ్ ఆటా ఈజ్ లేటర్. వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ ఎర్లియర్ పూర్వవృత్తి కారణం, దట్ ఈస్ ది కాజ్ అండ్ పరవృత్తి విచ్ కమ్స్ లేటర్ ఈస్ ది ఎఫెక్ట్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఎసెన్షియల్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ వన్ బట్ యూ అప్లై ద ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ కజాలిటీ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ టూ. వాట్ ఆర్ ది టూ? కారణ అండ్ కార్య. So now this is how one reality appears as karana and karya. This is called karana karya prakriya. I am sure you appreciate the language that I am talking, because it is a philosophy class, you know. You are all students of philosophy, therefore the language must be familiar to you, or at least you should make yourself familiar with it. Therefore the same reality which is advaita, as it is viewed through the mirror of the principle of causality, it appears as karana and karya, the same principle. Therefore now you can say karana karyatmakam jagat. You can say that is what jagat is. If you look at the world, it is all cause effect, cause effect, cause effect, cause effect. The entire jagat is rationalized by the principle of causality. That is number one. Then number two. So when you look at the same reality through the mirror of time, it appears as old and new. See, human body also, it is the same genetic code. Essentially it is the panchabhutas, essentially it is the same continuity of the same genetic code. But old and new, old is different from new, so earlier is different from later. So when you look at the same reality through the mirror of time, it appears as past and present, present and future. Like that it gets divided. Time divides, there is no division in reality. But we are accustomed to seeing through the mirror of time, so ingrained that thinking, that seeing, that everything appears as split. So for example, Ashoka lived in the past, he is not there now, we are all now, but in another 100 years we will not be there, something else will be there. This is how we are conditioned to think. But in this thinking, this time conditioned thinking, you can never arrive at the truth. As long as your thought is conditioned by time, you will see only divisions. You may talk about oneness and all that, because that becomes very amusing, and it is nice to talk about oneness, and Shastra is also saying one, and therefore you also like to say Shastra. We are all supposed to have Shraddha and also faith and all that. Therefore, we have to nod our head for things that are being said in the name of the Shastra. And so we politely do all that. And so then go back into our time and remain within the time, remain within the plurality. So that is how we are conditioned, and we do that. But you have to come out of that conditioning, you know. So you have to learn to see what is it that brings in this duality. It is the time that makes things appear as divided. And then one more element is there, the space. It makes things appear as divided. Appear as divided. Space, Dvaitins, the dualists define the space as that which divides things. For example, this is divided from this because there is a space in between which divides the things. But Vedantins, Advaitins, they say space doesn't divide things, space appears to divide things. So when you look at the thing, the one reality, through the mirror of space, it appears divided to you. Piecewise, piece, 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 like that, the same reality appears divided. It is not divided, but it appears divided because we always look through the reality through the three elements of space, time, causality. And there is a definition of Maya. What is Maya? Maya is space, time, causality. That is what Maya is. The three elements, space, time and causality, put together constitutes Maya. When you look at the absolute reality, one without the second, through the mirror of space, time and causality, it appears as many, it appears as two, and it appears as many. This is a general introduction of Advaita versus Advaita. So in that context, the entire universe appears as Agni and Soma. Agni Shomatmakam Jagat. It is like you have a division, past and future. That kind of a division is there, based on the element of time. There and here, that kind of division is there, based on the element of space. A cause and effect, based on the principle of causality. In fact, we say that the human being is bound in a prison cell, made of three walls. And the three walls are space, time and the principle of causality. So, you see, Satchidananda is the reality, the truth, one without the second. And the Satchidananda, the Sat, appears as the Karana and Karya, divided into Sat, one without the second, the absolute being, appears as divided into cause and effect. Cause is one being, a thing which is, and effect is another thing which is. Therefore, the absolute existence is divided by the principle of causality into two, Karana and Karya. Sat is always divided, not really, apparently, as Karana and Karya. Now I will introduce, you are all students of Vedanta, therefore I would like to introduce within a few minutes. So the division of Sat into Karana and Karya is not real. If it is real division, then there is no Maya. It is real means why Maya? And it is not real, it is apparent. And therefore, we say the language is in Sanskrit, Karana Karya or the Vivarta of Sat. Sat apparently divided into Karana and Karya.
Now, you look at the reality as a chit. It is also chit, not only sat, but chit also. Sat is chit. Then, the same reality, chit, is apparently divided into jnata and jneya, the knower and the known. Therefore, the division of jnata, jneya, or sometimes called pramata, prameya, is a vivarta of the reality chit. Then the reality is also ananda. And when that reality which is ananda is apparently divided, then you get bhokta and bhogya, the enjoyer and the enjoyed. It is the same ananda which appears divided as bhokta and bhogya, enjoyer and the enjoyed. Bhokta, enjoyer, is also called Agni. And Bhogya, the enjoyed, is also called Soma. Therefore, the Jagat is only two, Bhokta and Bhogya. Which is same as saying Agni and Soma. Agni Soma Atmakam Jagat. This vision of the Upanishads is presented in Gita in three lines. So, Pushnami Chaushadhi Sarva Somo Bhutva Rasatmakaha Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninan Dehamashritaha Pranapana Samajitta Pachamyanan Chaturvidham. So, the first line is Soma, the second and third lines is the Agni. Agni Somatmakam Jagat. Once you do Samasa, Agnishcha Somascha, then the Agni Ikara gets Dirgham and the Sa gets Murdhanya Shakara. So you will get not Agni Somau, wrong, Agni Somau. So Agni Somatmakam Jagat. I just gave you a brief introduction of that. This Agni Somatmakam Jagat we will discuss in another class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेव अवशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः सत श्री कृष्ण